All right, it is 8:41, and we have Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department in with us. Usually pops in a couple of times a month and always keeps us on top of scams and various fraud that's impacting the area. Eric, good to see you. Haven't seen
good
you in a few
see
weeks.
You. Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah,
I
appreciate
you.
That. Appreciate it. You want to start out with, I guess there's a new Instagram phishing scam that's out there?
Right. Yeah, I think the theme for this morning is going to be just social media scams, and the current one right now is occurring on Instagram. You know, we've seen these before where they're trying to get your Instagram password to try to hack into your account, but this one has a little bit of extra twist. You know, you'll probably get an official looking email from Instagram, and they're going to say you violated some kind of copyright laws or there's some problem with your account and that's going to be shut down or suspended in 24 hours. So there's that act urgently kind of a thing that we should be looking for.
Which is pretty
scams common,
right? That's
right.
What they try to do.
Yep. And so there'll be a link that they're going to send along, and you just got to, you know, click this button in the email and you can verify your account. So at first they're going to just try to get your Instagram password. They're going to have you enter that, but then you're going to be directed to a different page and they're going to say, well, we need to verify your email service. So you'll get the drop down box of who's your provider, and you'll select the provider, and then it'll direct you to a page to enter your credentials, your login and your password, and then you'll be redirected to the official Instagram site, which is going to make it seem more authentic and more legitimate. But
sure.
In fact, what you've done is you've not only provided your Instagram password but also your email username and password, which is going to make it easy for scammers then to hack into your email and get all kinds of information. So to prevent, you know, we've talked about this a lot of times, but to prevent this from happening, if you get an email like this or any email from whatever company, don't panic, don't feel intimidated. Legitimate businesses don't use these kind of tactics to get you to do things. So just take a moment, take a deep breath, kind of verify the information. Don't just impulsively click on the link, because usually when they're asking you to act that quickly, whether it's your utilities or your social media account, whatever it is, it's going to be a scam usually if they're using those kinds of tactics.
Sure.
You can always double check the from email address by hovering over it or hovering over links that are in the email. And if you do that with your mouse, you should be able to see where that link or where that email is redirecting to. And if it looks suspicious or doesn't seem like it's going to the right place, definitely don't click it. We advise not to click links anyway in unsolicited emails, which is really the best practice. If you feel like there might be an issue with your account, either just log into your account directly into the app or go to the website, try to find a contact email or a contact phone number. A lot of times the social media companies are hard to get a hold of a real person on the phone, but you can send, they all have like a support email that you can send an email to and say, hey, I got this suspicious email with saying there's a problem with my account. I'm just trying to verify before I click through and provide this information. So just don't be pressured into doing something quickly where you're going to regret it later on, because you can't get that information back then.
Right. And you've said all along, as we've been visiting for a couple of years now, I think it's been, hasn't it? Or at least
it has been,
a year.
Yep.
About that sense of urgency where they try to get you to kind of panic and just do what they tell you to do, right?
Right. That's true of the grandparent scams, the one where they try to get you to give money because they're in jail or there's some accident or something. It's with the credit cards that there's fraudulent activity and we're going to shut down your account. It's something that, you know, people use this technology and these conveniences so often during the day that when we don't have them, it seems like a big inconvenience. And the scammers take advantage of that by having this sense of urgency, whether it's trying to be helpful or whether it's being intimidating by saying, if you don't do this, you're going to go to jail or we're going to arrest you or something like that. So, but it's always act right away. And what they're trying to rely on is that you'll do that because you're afraid or intimidated or, you know, want to make sure that you resolve this problem, because most people are good and want to do what the right thing is. So they want to resolve that problem, and that's where they fall into trouble.
Of course. And there's some other online scams you want to touch on this morning, right?
Yeah, so social media scams are probably one of the biggest headaches for law enforcement. You know, social media provides a low-cost way for scammers to get in touch with a ton of people. I think most recent statistics that I saw, like with Instagram, there's like 500 million people that use Instagram on a daily basis, and about a billion people worldwide use it on a monthly basis. So there's just imagine how many people, and really about 10% of those are estimated to be fake accounts, either bots or people using them to scam stuff. So it's easy to manufacture that fake persona. They can sometimes hack into your account or do some kind of like social engineering to try to get your friends, like pretend that you're somebody else, and then they'll get your friends list and they'll use your name to scam your friends pretending to be you. And there's just, you know, all kinds of personal details that people put on their social media accounts that a really sophisticated scammer can use to try to get information from you, pretend to be somebody else. People can really learn a lot about you from your social media account if, you know, you put a lot of personal information on there.
So would you suggest people not
That's what we suggest. Or at least make your Facebook, Instagram private so that only people that you know that you invite can see that personal information. You know, don't have an open account where just anyone can troll around for your information and start to gather that information. Unfortunately, all of our information is out there, whether it's personal information, passwords, logins. We've all been the victim of these kinds of hacks at Experian and you know, all kinds of different places. The key is that scammers need to put all this information together to build a profile about you. And the easier you make it to gather that information by doing these surveys on Facebook, and a lot of times the answers to the surveys are your password reset questions or things like that, mother's maiden name, all kinds of different things, place of birth. So really resist the temptation to participate in those. But really, if you're going to be on social media, just make sure you limit it to your close friends with making your account private.
That's good advice.
The FTC says that the investment scams are probably the biggest money loss right now, with cryptocurrency being kind of the big thing where people lose a lot of money by being tricked into clicking on links on Facebook or Instagram for investment scams. Romance scams are a close second. We've talked about those before. And really the top two violators or platforms that those happen on are Instagram and Facebook. Those are the two where people usually run afoul of getting into trouble. You know, someone will try to friend you, start off kind of innocent talking. All of a sudden it'll lead to some sweet talk, kind of romance, and next thing you know they're asking for money. That should be the red flag, but a lot of people, you know, unfortunately there's people that are lonely and craving some kinds of relationship, so that they fall victim to that wanting to help. Again, people are generally good and they want to help out. So, and while investment scams and romance scams are the most money lost, the most frequent kind of scam that we're seeing, especially locally, are these marketplace scams where someone will respond to an ad on Facebook, usually someone's selling a car, someone's selling, you know, whatever it is, and people click on an ad and they pay the money, but obviously they never get the product or whatever that they were promised. One thing with that is if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. We've had a couple local cases where people have tried to purchase a vehicle on Facebook Marketplace, and the cost of the vehicle, if you were to take a few minutes and look on Kelley Blue Book or something like that, is considerably lower than what the actual value of the vehicle is. That should be a tip-off that if they're selling it for that low. And a lot of times, if you just search that type of vehicle or in Facebook Marketplace, you'll see that ad multiple times, like six or eight times in different communities. And that's another thing. It's the same pictures of the vehicle, the same description, everything like that. That's another tip that it's a fraud. So be very careful when you're considering buying any kind of product or service on Facebook or Instagram. Really, about 9 out of 10 of the scams that are reported to the FTC occur on either Facebook or Instagram, the two biggest social media platforms out there that people are familiar with and use.
Yeah, that makes sense. Good stuff again this morning, Eric. Good to see you.
Great seeing you too,
Kelley.
Thanks
for popping in. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, Detective Eric Edson with the Sheboygan Police Department here on WHBL. Stay with us. We've got business news coming up next.
You know, the English language is full of interesting words, like bumfuzzle, meaning being confused or perplexed, or cattywampus, which refers to something that is askew or in disarray. Then there's infinity, something that goes on and on and on.